Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're talking about being counted. The 2020 census is underway and, of course, has been impacted by COVID-19. But we're going to get all the information on it and why it's important to be counted with our guest today. Pamela Michael is the media specialist for the U.S. Census Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us today, Pamela.
Glad to be here.
And we also have Melissa Valle. Melissa is the Communications and Engagement Coordinator for the County of Sonoma. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the census. Of course, it comes around every 10 years. And how is it been going? How has things been going this year? I'm sort of prefacing that knowing it's been a little bit rough.
Well, it has. We did suspend operations temporarily during the very beginning of the COVID crisis. We have resumed field operations, and people will start to see workers in their neighborhood. They'll be wearing a badge and have identifiable clothing, as well as protective equipment. They'll be wearing masks and gloves, and the Census Bureau is very concerned about their safety as well as safety of the public. Mm-hmm. But we're up and running again. We have asked Congress for a 3-month extension on submitting the data because there was a delay. But we're ahead of last year, about 10 years ago, in terms of response. And things are going great guns.
That's very good. I do remember back in March or even before then getting a postcard telling me it was time to reply to the census and that we could do it online. If people have not yet responded online, can they still do that?
They can not only respond online at my2020census.gov, G-O-V. They can respond by telephone, 844-330-2020. Or if they're Spanish-speaking, they can call 844-468-2020. And they can still respond by mail. A sixth reminder to respond just went out, a little postcard was sent. So it's really easy to respond. Have you responded yet, Michelle?
I did, yeah. I did, I think, within about a week of getting the postcard. And I have to tell you, I did it. I think I even did it on my phone. I don't think I did it on a laptop. And it was very easy to do. I think it took tops 5 minutes to go through it.
Yeah. It's 9 questions. They ask your name, your sex, your age and date of birth, your origins, your race, whether you live at that address or somewhere else, who else is living at that address, and their relationship to you. That's it.
Right. And if I am responding and say my spouse, does just one of us in the household need to respond?
Yes, you can respond for everyone.
Okay. All right. So as I said, it took me 5 minutes. It was very easy to do. Do you have to have like a special confirmation code from that postcard or can you just go to My Census and do it that way?
There is a code. And if you have it, then use it. But you don't need it.
OK.
When you go to my2020census.gov, there's a button that says respond and you click on that. And you're off and running.
Okay.
You have the code, put it in. There is one little caveat kind of wrinkle to this. Mm-hmm. If you live in an area, a more rural or remote area where you do not receive mail at your physical address, at your residence, if you have a post office box, for mm-hmm. instance, we have something called update leave, another odd government terminology, where a packet with census materials, including a form you can return in the mail, will be left on your doorstep.
Okay.
That has a code on it. But you don't need that in order to respond. If you have it, use it. If you don't, go ahead and respond anyway.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the response rates of Sonoma County today?
Yes, I would love to hear that.
Well, at the moment, as of 12 o'clock today, 65.1% of Sonomans had responded. And in all of 2010, the final count there was 68.6. So you're pretty close to meeting your 10 years ago response rate. California as a whole has a 62.8 response rate, so you're quite ahead of that. And nationally, 61.7 people percent of the people have responded. So we're doing pretty well.
Now,
this is the first time ever that you can respond online, and
yeah. It's
so convenient. It's really increasing response rates.
Oh, that's great. That is wonderful to hear that. And that seems kind of like, I mean, if you got 65%, say, on a test at school, you would not be passing. So how do we consider those kinds of rates of response a good number of people responding?
Well, we have until July 31st. So you have, you know, there's still, and as you know, it's kind of human nature. Many of us will wait until the very last minute mm-hmm. to respond. So I imagine there'll be a flurry. If you don't respond to any of the 6 invitations, then someone, after August 11th, someone will come knocking at your door.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good to know, too. So if you'd prefer not to have someone come by and knock on your door, please respond.
Yes.
And what does the government use with the census numbers? Why is it so important for everyone to be counted?
Well, I kind of sum it up in 3 words. It's power, it's money, and it's justice. Especially in today's political climate, I think it's very important for people to be counted, for their voices to be heard. I think of responding to the census as another pillar of democracy like voting. Mm-hmm. This is the way we get heard. And indeed, representation in Congress and in local legislatures depends on the numbers that we collect. And I know California is in danger of losing a congressperson. So getting everybody counted is critically important. And I know with Sonoma County, because you've lost population since the wildfires, you really need to make sure everyone is counted. Federal funds are close to $1 trillion a year are dispensed based on the data we collect.
Wow.
And so it's critically important. Schools and after-school programs and roads and hospitals and clinics and Meals on Wheels and Fresh Start, all of that is dependent on federal dollars. And Sonoma County needs to get every dollar that it can.
Yeah. And then there's another aspect of the census. And Melissa, I believe that you're involved a lot in this, is counting our homeless population. So tell us how the census does this and what kinds of initiatives you have coming up to help make sure that everyone gets counted.
I think this is more of a Census Bureau question, since they will be doing the actual counting of the population. So I defer to Pamela on this.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we have a couple of ways that we attempt to really count. The motto at the Census Bureau is to count everyone only once and in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very mobile population, and indeed we have a sizable number of people who don't have a residence. So there will be a couple of nights in September when people will go out to places that have been previously identified as homeless encampments or places where tents are often seen. This has all been scouted out in advance with the help of community partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so teams in personal protective equipment and teams trained in kind of sensitive approach to people experiencing homelessness and in these situations will go out in an attempt to get everyone counted. There's also a separate operation where teams will go out to RV parks, to marinas, to circuses, to you know, the variety of places where people who are on the move might be found.
Right. And it makes sense to do it over just a couple of days because people do move around so much. You want to make sure you're not double counting someone.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Right. And you must have to coordinate with local organizations in order to do this. How does that happen?
Yes. Well, in 2010, the enumerators actually went out with, we call them trusted voices, with community partners. That is not happening this year, although we've been working with them to identify where these populations are. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, it's a pretty overwhelming and a very delicate operation. But it's conducted with a mind toward safety and toward respecting the privacy and dignity of the people we're approaching.
Right. Right. And I imagine, just as being counted for the different kinds of funds and representation that people who live in residences get, it's also services are doled out dependent on the numbers of our homeless population as well, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of a catch-22 that the people who are often the hardest to count are the ones who will benefit most by being counted.
Yeah.
So it's really, and it's interesting because I've been working for the census for about a year now, and I've definitely seen a change of attitude. I think more and more and more people are understanding the importance of being counted, that it's not an invasion of privacy. Your data is, A, your data is stored as numbers, and it's protected by the most advanced security systems in the world. And, you know, it's kind of like every 10 years we get the family together and take a family reunion portrait. And it's really important, especially now, that we show who we are in all our glorious diversity and our uniqueness and our unity. You know, this is who we are.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also interesting, my father loves doing genealogy. And for him, the census is a lot of times the only information that he can find to trace back a family as it goes back in the years. So I like your idea of our sort of collective family snapshot of what we look like every 10 years.
Yeah, the data is protected for 72 years,
yes.
Which I guess at the time that policy was put in place, that was the expected lifetime. And I've done some online ancestral research as well, and it's really interesting to see there's the census form,
right?
You know, 1932. It's great.
Yeah, or going back even further. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that that information then can be helped. But of course, it is something that you're not going to see for recent genealogy. But when you go further back, you can use that as a resource. Helps sort of build in that picture of what we look like. And let's talk with Melissa as sort of the local representation here. In our county. What is the county's role in the 2020 census?
Yes, good question. We have been working closely with our federal partners and state partners, and we have a very specific role in part of, you know, all of this outreach effort and all of we're trying to do to really count our community in an accurate way. And so we've become educators. We are sharing about the importance of the census early on when this, you know, over a year ago when nobody was still talking about census, we were starting to train different organizations and different trusted messages to get the word out about this. And then we've also become messengers, right? We're relaying this critical information to the relevant stakeholders. We are working closely with United Way of the Wine Country, which is the administrative CBO for Region 2, which we are in, to relay this information and to convene a Sonoma Complete Count Committee, which is basically a group of organizations and community partners who are really invested in making sure we get an accurate count this time. And so we've been working together to really just kind of understand what everybody's doing, filling in the gaps, and collaborating with each other, right? Not duplicating efforts, but being more effective. And then that has been kind of a role that we've been working on and really collaborating with all of these organizations to make sure that they get the latest information and that we're able to do this outreach to really get the community motivated to get counted for the 2020 census.
And what are the hardest areas to count here in Sonoma County? We're a huge county, but the population is just spread all over the place.
Right. And we did, as part of our work with the state, we identified the five hardest to count areas. And so we're talking about the hardest to count is Roseland here in Santa Rosa. We also have in that same group the Northwest Santa Rosa area near Coffee Park and Monroe. And then we have Southeast Santa Rosa, the Bellevue area, and the Springs in the Sonoma Valley. So those are the hardest tracks to count, and there are several factors in there. Some of them, you know, it could be that they have children under five, that they may be receiving, you know, public assistance, that those units that are in that area are crowded units or that are renters. There's so many factors that make a community or an area hard to count, even like people that don't speak English well or that are foreign-born. Those are variables that make them hard to count. So what we have done in response to this and understanding, you know, where we might have to nudge people a little more, we've started working with organizations and actually funded them through the state funding to really help us get the word out there and do grassroots efforts to make sure that they understand the importance, understand that it's safe, and understand why they need to participate, right? And this has been modified, obviously, with the COVID situation because we had so many plans to really just bring the community in and do events and do all of these things that require contact and require that intimacy to really explain why it's so important. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to switch that to capture the people at other events, maybe the food drives that we're now doing with COVID other events. Mm-hmm. To really just make sure that they understand why this is so important, that they make sure to get their families counted.
Right. And that is something that we can't take for granted. You know, a lot of us sort of are on social media or looking at the internet and getting a lot of information that way. And we might be able to see the message coming through as an ad or pushed from some of the organizations that we follow. But not everyone has that access to the technology and can, you know, go on to the internet or sees those same kinds of messages. So really being able to coordinate that message in a variety of different ways to meet everyone's needs.
Yeah, and radio actually is one of the tools that we're using because we know people do use their radio. So we have some ads running in Spanish and English too, to make sure just even if people haven't heard about it, so they know and pick that interest and make sure that they take some time to read and decide, you know, and understand why it's so important to do it and go ahead and actually go and fill out the questionnaire. Like you said, it's so easy. I filled it out really quickly when I got my first mailing. And so anybody can do it. But we need to make sure that through our outreach, they understand why it's so important, that they know that this is happening.
Now, are there any fears from those who may be undocumented immigrants here in Sonoma County that that they might be tracked or that, you know, their immigration status is going to be under question and they might be removed? How are you talking to those people?
This is something that we saw a lot, especially over last summer when it wasn't, you know, sure that whether the citizenship question was going to be included as part of the questionnaire or not. Mm-hmm. And we get to see so much and experience and hearing from the community about the fears, about, you know, sharing their information, knowing that it, you know, it is connected to their address. But now that the citizenship question is not, you know, as part of the questionnaire, I think that has eased some people's minds. And we've been working really closely with these community-based organizations that these residents go to when they need help to really be able to also explain to them, you know, what this means and why and how the data is protected, just like Pamela was explaining, that this is for statistics and really also explaining what the benefits are, right? If you have a kid who's going to school, funding that from the census could be distributed to, you know, school districts. And so just kind of weighing the fears, explaining the reality, and also explaining the benefits that we get from filling out this questionnaire in 10 minutes. And really that this is an opportunity that we have every 10 years. And some people, like you were saying, that are undocumented, they don't have the ability to vote. But this is how they count, right? That to say that I'm here. And so we've been trying really hard with these community-based organizations to relay this message and to make sure that someone who they trust is able to also provide this kind of explanation, put them at ease, and really have them understand why is this is so important.
Melissa, that was so eloquent. I'm hoping that you might be able to sort of restate what you just said in Spanish. We do have quite a large range for our audience right now, and I think this might be an important thing to get out there for our Spanish-speaking listeners as well.
Claro que sí. Lo que estaba diciendo es que tuvimos unos retos importantes, en especial el verano pasado, cuando no se sabía si la pregunta de la ciudadanía iba a estar en el cuestionario del censo. Y desde entonces se determinó que no va a estar en el cuestionario y eso ha puesto un poquito más de tranquilidad en las personas, pero sin embargo pudimos escuchar sobre estos miedos que tienen de llenar este cuestionario que va directo al gobierno, en especial las personas indocumentadas, y que está relacionado justo con dónde está su vivienda. O sea, si nos ponemos en su situación, entendemos el miedo que esto puede generar, y por eso desde que se decidió que la pregunta de la ciudadanía no iba a estar incluida, hemos estado trabajando muy de cerca con estas organizaciones que son confiadas porque estas personas van a estos lugares donde cuando necesitan ayuda, y estos son los mensajeros confiables para ellos para explicar por qué estos miedos pueden estar no están fundados bajo la realidad, ¿verdad? Como explicaba Pamela, de que esto esta información es solamente para crear estadísticas y la información está protegida por más de 70 años. Explicar eso y también explicar los beneficios, ¿verdad? Estamos hablando de que por medio de hacernos contar vamos a traer más dinero para nuestras comunidades, para todas las personas que tienen hijos, dinero que va para el programa de las loncheras, para las escuelas, para las carreteras. Entonces, explicar un poquito por qué los beneficios son más grandes que los miedos infundados que a veces tenemos, y por qué también es importante que las personas que son indocumentadas, que no pueden votar, puedan hacer ese valer y decir, yo estoy aquí por medio del censo, y ser representadas como parte de nuestra comunidad. Y es una oportunidad que solamente tenemos cada 10 años, así que este es el momento de actuar.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Gracias. So can you, one more time, Pamela, you mentioned phone numbers that people could call in. What are the two numbers that people could call in if they don't have an ability to go to my2020census.gov?
844-330-2020. And then for Spanish, 844-468-2020. And let me also mention that Spanish, that the census questionnaire is available in 13 languages.
Okay.
And there's language support for another 59 languages. So we've covered, we think, about 99% of the languages spoken in the country.
That's incredible. Very good. We appreciate you making that accessible to anyone who needs it. And again, the online is my2020census.gov. Are you looking for people to help with census taking?
Yes. Yes, we are, absolutely. So if you go to 2020census.gov/jobs, you can find jobs. There are jobs in Sonoma County. We're still hiring people to go out starting August 11th and knock on doors to collect data, as well as various other clerical and administrative tasks. So, yes, we are hiring.
Okay, that's good. 2020census.gov/jobs, the
that's right.
Place right there. And those are sort of, obviously, they're seasonal and then part-time. But do you know, like, time commitment, what people should expect with that, or does it sort of depend?
The hours are flexible. You have to be 18. You have to have a driver's license. I think you have to have access to email, and I'm not certain for enumerators, but I'm pretty sure you do.
Okay.
The pay in Sonoma County, I think, is between $19 and $21 an hour. And it's a good gig.
Yeah. That's not bad at all. Get yourself out of the house a little bit. Of course, you're going to be wearing a mask and gloves, but still. Right.
Well, you'd be wearing a mask anyway when you're out.
That's true.
House,
that's
so.
True. You are anyway.
I just want to invite everybody to make a commitment to take the census. And if they have already done that, to have the conversation with friends and family and the community to make sure that they know what how important this is and to motivate them to do that themselves as well. I think we can, we're all in our, it's in our power to take our own census, but we can also help motivate our friends and family to take this step as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ask your neighbors, did you reply to the census? And if they haven't yet, said, okay, go to my2020census.gov. It'll take you 10 minutes. All right. Very good. So we do want to make sure that everyone gets counted. As Pamela mentioned, power, money, and justice, all of these things are dependent on accurate numbers, and it does not take that long for you to do. It is accessible for you no matter what language you speak. You should be able to get some help either by going through the website at my2020census.gov. You can call the English line at 844-330-2020 or the Spanish line 844-468-2020, and we'll post those on the website here as well to the station that you're listening to. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate you taking the time and being out there to make sure we're all counted in what is a very difficult situation, but it needs to happen so we can go forward in the next 10 years with the most accurate information. Pamela Michael is the media specialist for the U.S. Census Bureau, and Melissa Valle, representing here locally, she's the communications and engagement coordinator for the County of Sonoma. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle, especially for your commitment to this important task. I really thank you.
Of course. And thanks a lot, Melissa.
Thank you.
This is Sonoma County Focus.